Okay, now so today's daf is daf Kuv Zayin. Now we're holding at the top of the Amid, Rav Omar Kidrab Yoina. What is this all about? You'll recall that yesterday we pointed out in the Heilige Gemara that in the Torah it says two separate parashas. First the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, and right after that the parasha of Halo'as Chutz. For those of you that are not familiar, Shchutei Chutz means at the time that the Mishkan was standing, or when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, during that period of time, it was usher to go and bring Karbonis outside the Mishkan or outside the Beis HaMikdash. A person who did it, even though he did it L'Shem Shamayim, I want to become close to Hashem, I'm bringing a Karbin, that's a terrible Isser. You have to go and bring it in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, respectively. And that's what we had in the Mishnah. If you're a Shochet Bechot, you shechted a Karbin. We're not talking about shechting a chulin animal that we do all the time, bachutz. We're talking about shechting a carbon, and you're doing bachutz outside the Mishkan Beis Hamikdash. Or hamala. Hamala means a person who puts by the oila, the whole oila on top of a mizbech, an altar that he builds outside the Beis Hamikdash. Or you're talking about a regular carbon, he puts the emurin on top of that altar outside the Beis Hamikdash. So then he's chayiv on each one of them, and the Torah says he gets kareis if he did it, then nezer. If he did a b'shoigig, he only has a din, not only, but he has to go and bring a carbon b'chatos because of his aveda. Good. And then the Gemara on the Kuf Vav Omer Aleph said, anytime that you want to give someone an onesh, you have to have first an azhara, and then in Oynish. Asara means a warning. Lav. Betunisht. You're not allowed. And then if Chas Hashem, the person violated that lav, then he gets the Oynish. Shekosu Batoyim. See, Moritz Ligabi Halo'o, I have both a posik for the Oynish and I have a posik for the lav. What's the posik for the Oynish? El Pesach Ayu Moid Lehadiyo, Lehakav Karim Hashem, etc. What's the din? The Nichrasu Ishahu. There's the din of Koresh. And what's the lab? It says, Hishom alecho pentala oileisecha b'chol moke mashetira. Oh, pentala. So we have there also a lav and a sar. Afraid to when it comes to shchutechutz. I know that there's an oinish. El pesach oil moid lehevioi. Lehakrif karm l'ashem lefnei mizbach Hashem. Dom yechashu l'ishuhu dom shavach v'nichras. Okay, shteitach l'loshen of karis. But when is there a lav that you're not allowed to shecht b'chutz? And the Gemara went back and forth. First thing Morris said, I have a pasuk leyizbuchu oides of chayim. The Gemara said, no, I need that for two other purposes. So said Abaye, nishkefer lach, I can learn it from a kal v'chaymer. Umarba mokim shli onesh. Here's here mokim she onesh avada. Says he went, that's a bissel shver because ein mas here a minute. So ultimately, the Gemara left us at the bottom of kuf vav amidays kider Rabbi Yochanan. We learn a gzeira shava. It says havo'o, havo'o. What means havo'o, havo'o? Both by the case of shchutei chutz is a lashon of havo'o. And in the gabe halo'as chutz, it says a lashon of havo'o. What exactly is the lashon havo'o that we're referring to? In the case of the shchutei chutz, it says, v'al pesach oyel moyed loy havi'oi, lashon havo'o, l'hakrif karm l'ashem. And then when it comes to halo'as chutz, it says, V'el Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Yevienu La'aseis Oysel Hashem. So both of them are the same. Shoresh, Havo, Havo, Yevienu, Hevioi. And therefore, just like by the case of the Halo'as Chutz, you admit and you acknowledge that there's both an Oynish and Azhora. Based on this Gzeres Shava, I now also have an Azhora by Shchutei Chutz. So that was where we left off yesterday. And Rava says, I have another Mekoyer, another source of an azhara. Azhara means a lav by shchutei chutz. What is that? Rava Amar Kirib Yoina. The Amar of Yoina. As Yasham Sham. Now this is not a gzeira shava, this is a hekish. Because it's not two separate psukim. It's in one pasuk. If you have number one of the Torah or Hashalei, go and bring karbonis where? Kim b'mokim ashe yivchar Hashem b'yachad shvotecha. That place that Hashem has chosen among all the shvatim, meaning the times of the Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed the Mishkan, for instance, in Shiloh, previously in the Midbar. And then subsequently, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Mokem HaShiyivchar, Shom Tala Oyidasecha. Notice the word Tala, Loshen Haloah. There you do your Haloah's Karbanis. Vishom Tase, Kol HaShanoichim Tzaveka. The word Tase, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, means all the Asiyos. And therefore, Asiyos would include, of course, Shechita. Ah, so both the halah and the shechita have to be done by Mokam Hashi'if Karashem. So we have now a hekish of these two shams back to back. Sham Tala, the Sham Tasa. So what do I learn from that? Says Yimon, the second line, Malalon Le Onashon Kim Hisir. Just like Baalos Chutz, we learned that there's both an Oinish and there's an Ashara. The Ashara is from the Hishom Al Chopen, like we said back on Kuvav Amid Aleph. Afkan, here too, even though by Shchutei Chutz it doesn't say it Befeirish in the Torah and Ashara, I learned that Ashara from the Sham Sham, from the Hekish. Alim Kain Hisir. Fine, Zayikit. Frank the Moriet, Ashkechon Muktori Pnim, Shehelon Lechutz. Muktori Chutz, Shehelon Lechutz, Minayin. What is this Gemara referring to? You remember back in the Mishnah, we learned yesterday that there are two possibilities of Halos Chutz. You have Halos Chutz where Muktori Pnim. Muktori Pnim, says Rashi, means that there was Shchutei Pnim. You shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. And after the Shechita, what should have you done with the Aymarin or the chalovim and evorim, pedorim and evorim of the korban oiva, what should you have done? You should have been makterit bepnim. Bepnim means in the azara. What happens if instead of doing that, helon lachutz, he took it outside? Now that's the poshita case of the posik, that a person was male b'chutz. Even though he shechted the korban inside, he should have been maled inside. He was maled outside, he is chayv. Muktari chutz shehelon lechutz minayin. How do I know even if the korban started off on the wrong footing? Meaning that even the shechita took place by chutz. And then he was malad that korban which he should have been shoichet inside. But he shechted outside. It was already possible. He already shechted outside. How do I know that too? If afterwards he takes that posel the korban and he puts it on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash. Minayin, how do I know he's over on that as well? Omrav Kana Omakra, Valeyem Toimar, Alasmuchem Toimar. See, Morris says something fascinating. In that same parish of Achri Mois, it starts off talking about the Shchutei Chutz. What does it say in the Shchutei Chutz? It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Veidab Hashem Moshe Leymar, go and speak to Haran, the one of Leymar, and tell them, Ish Ish, Mi Yisrael, that goes Ashe Yishchat, if you look at number 5 here in the Torah, or Arashalim. Ish ish mi beit Yisrael, ashe yishchat shor, oi chesef, oi eid, ba machne, oi ashe yishchat mi chutz la machne, vi al pesach, oi al moyed, lo yevi, oi, etc. Ah, so that's the din of shchutei chutz. And then 3 or 4 psukim later, the pasuk says, v'aleim toimar, this is number 2 of the Torah HaShalim, ish ish mi beit Yisrael, menegera yogi, v'sarachem, ashe yale, oi lo, oi zavach. Ah, so we start off with the shchutei chutz. And then we continue on, v'aleim toimar. The way the Gemara is learning Valeim, what's the definition of Valeim? Meaning, just like you told Moshe Naharin the dinim of Shchutei Chutz, now Valeim Toimen, tell them as well this din of the Halos Chutz. The specific posik is, if you look, number 6, Dabar Haran Velbonov, V'yal Kol B'nei Yisrael V'yamar Taleim, Zeh Adobar She'atziv Hashem Leimor, that's Yud Zayin Beis, and then Yud Zayin Gimel is the number 5, Ish ish beis Yisrael, ashi yishchat shorei chesav yeis b'machne, oishi yishchat. And then we get to the posik dalid, which is number 3. V'al peh esach oil moyed lo yadioi, din of v'nichras. Ah, so this is the parasha of shchutei chutz. And then when you get to posik ches, which is number 2 in the Torah Arishal, it keeps on going backwards, right? V'aleim toimar ish ish beis Yisrael. V'aleim poshep shat means eilehem, tell them. Who's the them? The same Aharon Uvon of Chol B'nei Yisrael, go and tell them the din of Halos Chutz. Har Gemara, however, is learning the word Aleim as if it was spelled with an ayin. V'aleim Toimar, meaning on top of the Isser and the Oinish of Shchutei Chutz, on top of that you can have a second Isser and a second Oinish of Alav together with Karis. V'aleim Toimar, like in English, you're piggybacking on the first Isser. You had that first Isser. It's a terrible word, especially if you're talking about Shchutei Chutz. But then it's taka like. Yeah, but.
That's right.
Wow. We're in Daf. Keep Zayin. So therefore, we're learning Valeim Toimer as if you are piggybacking on the Shchutei Chutz that we had until now, and adding to that the din of Halo'as Chutz. Oh, so that now it's very good. Now I started off, so let's go back to the Gemara. Ashkechon, 4th line, Muktari Penim Shehelon Lechutz. You have those that were shchutei penim, which was done beautifully, and now you're malah b'chut, that's one isur. And how do I know the second isur, that muktori chutz, that even though it's already a posel of carbon, because you were shoychidit b'chutz, now you're malah b'chutz, how do you know that that also happens to be osur, and there's an oinish, etc.? And if you remember from our Mishnah, in fact, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, disagrees with that. He says you're only chayiv if it was muktori pnim shel lechutz. But once it's muktori chutz shel lechutz, it's a posel of carbon anyway. It's like taking a, to use the expression, the pinky, going taking an animal which were not even kosher, and you go and shecht that, and then you mala b'chutz.
Even that, that's problematic, because once you take a properly shechted korban, and you take the parts from the mizbeach outside, it becomes pasul b'yotze.
You know who asked that question? That was a question posed by the Rabban and the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Glili Oyim in the second line, shechem b'fnei v'hem l'chutz is chayiv, but shechem b'chutz v'hem l'chutz is patish lehel el dover pasul. Right? Right. It's a mamish you're mechavin to the rabban of the Mishnah. Oh, but it shows your excellent memory. You remember everything we learned yesterday. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, v'aleim toima. So aleim, so the Gemara means alasmuchim toima. Add to the previous isur and onesh of shchutechutz, aleim nochan isur. What's the other isur? That's the din of the haloaschutz. Maskel Rava, do me a favor, miksev v'aleim with an ayin, the aleim ksev with an aleph. V'aleim means until Moshe and Aharon, not Moshe, until Aharon uvan of v'chol b'nei Yisrael. Nothing to do with adding a piggyback. And this is the more you're right. Don't learn it from the aleph or ayin. V'aleim toimar, the extra vav. Why does it have to say v'aleim toimar? That's to be mechabel out of parashis, to put the two parashis together and make it like one chulent, one kugel, that the two fit in together as one. Shite. What does it mean as one? That even though you've already been over on shchutei chutz, that you shechted it outside, you could still be over a second time by doing halos chutz outside. Fine. That's one teret. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, I don't need to come on to the teret that you just gave, because asi havo havo. What's havo havo? That's what we had Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom. That's how we learned the din, that not only by halos chutz, but even by shchutei chutz, there's an ashara. So, second Gemara, mal halon mutari chutz, since the whole inyan of halos chutz, he was talking makter b'chutz, is afkan mutari chutz, here too, even though you shechted it b'chutz, and that's how you were over on the din of shchutei chutz, I have the avo avo to go and tell you that even there the din is that if subsequently he was makter b'chutz, he's also going to be over on halos chutz. Maskul Rabibi. So what we have now concluded, says our Gemara, is that we have really two isurim in halah. We have halah where the original carbon was geshochten properly bifnem, and that's the pashit pshat. And then we have a chidush, a second halah, where the shchita was done improperly because it was a shchutei chutz. And nevertheless, if you do halos chutz, you're over on that as well. And remember, he basically disagrees. But this is, we're going on the feed of Rabbanan, and therefore we have now, if you will, two isurim of halos eschutz. Is maskul rabibi, right rabibi, hodit nan. First Mishnah Mesechtas Krisus. Shloishim v'sheish krisus ba'toirah. There are 36 krisuses in the Torah altogether. And the Mishnah enumerates all 36. And one of them is the male b'chut. Freit timora. Tlos v'shev avyon. The chid, we should add one more. There should be 37. Deika male. The amale. You have the male, meaning when you're mala the shchutei chutz carbon, and when you're mala the shchutei pnim carbon. Those are two separate isurim, right, Dimar? Why doesn't it say it twice? The Rashi is a little bit concerned about this kasha, and he said, if that's the case, one of the 36 is chil Shabbos. Now, we all know that there are, unfortunately, how many different ways being mechal Shabbos?
39
av malachas. 39. So why does it say only 36? Add to that another 38, because one of them is Mechal Shabbos, Well, it's not only Zoreya, but it's also Kaitzer, and it's also Zora, and it's also and Shoychet, and all the 39, like they're enumerated in Masechta Shabbos. Exactly, Klagor Shkoyach. In addition, says Rashi, you have the same thing like Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is one of the 36 creases in Masechta Avodah Zorah. It says that you have in Masechta Sanhedrin. It says you have at least four different ways in our Torah: Echad Oivid, Echad Azivach, Echad Makata, Echad Menasech. So why don't we add three more? So you see that it's a big klal. Shabbos includes all the 39, and Avodah Zorah includes all the four. The same thing over here. Hamala could include the two. This mala, Midyana mala. Why does it have to be written separately? So Rashi says, this is Nishka Kasha, because since if I want to identify all the 39 malachas, ask the Tana that put together the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis, presumably Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he'll say, I don't have to repeat all the 39 here. Go back to Klal Godel Masechta Shabbos, and you have the whole list over there. And when you're talking about Avodah Zarah, you don't have to look over here in the Mishnah Krisis. For that, you have a whole Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and you have Masechtas Sanhedrin that goes and dissects the din of Avodah Zarah into four separate malachas, av malachas, if you will, min haTorah. However, there is no specific enumeration anywhere that there are two malas, that you can be over mala twice, mala azoy to mala azoy. And so therefore, since you don't have that anywhere else, it should say in the Mishnah, two malas. One of shkute penim that you were mala, and one shkute chutz that were mala.
We have this very
Rashi asks that kasha too. Rashi says, here it doesn't say behedya. I see that you're all concerned, so let's take a quick look at the Rashi. See the Rashi lamed vav krisis batoira? You have
yes,
that, Rashi?
Yes.
Okay, now go more than halfway down. Vakshin lav, mishani, yeah. He says, it nam mesachta Shabbos. You have that it says, daf ayin gimel.
Yes.
Of his malach is about 6-7 lines before the end of that Rashi. Of his malach is a boim chasar achas, rabbi is chavim tanina besanhedrin. Echad oivu chavim, yechad. Echad oivu, yechad zavech, vecham akata, vecham anasa. Av hochali tonem behedya, hamala evori pnim, vamala evori chutz. V'yava gav de'ikal mashmi plukter of Yoyi Se'agli Rabbanan, or behedya mi'eloi tanini betayt. It doesn't say the fish. In other words, you don't have a Mishnah that starts off. A Mishnah starts off, ha'shoyichet v'amala b'chutz, chay v'shchit v'chay v'allah, then it should continue on. V'v'oid v'amala yichay both in the case of shchutei penim, and then mala b'chutz, or shchutei chutz v'amala b'chutz. It doesn't say it in that organized, enumerated fashion, but rather you have to understand the machlekes basically in the rabbanan, and then you can metayik. That's what he meant, etc. So therefore, it's not the same as Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, where in Klal Godel he starts listing them 1, 2, 3 from beginning to end. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Gemara, so Gemara Freitach White Tak in the Sefer Krisis doesn't say it twice. It's a more kasha. No. So Bissel Shver. What am I supposed to do? So it's a kasha. Truthfully, my Gemara could give a very easy tarot. That Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis is going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that the only din of mal is only when it's shchutei penim, which therefore was ro'oi l'havion b'chut. V'al pesach oyu moyed lo yivienu, he didn't bring it in. Oh, then he's over. But if shchutei chutz, if you go and makter b'chutz, he says you're potter on that. That was our Mishnah.
Yes.
You can go and say that Mishnah over there, the reason why it doesn't repeat mal twice, because it's going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That's a good kasha. It's not my kasha. It's Toysis over here on the side. Huika malava mala kasha. See, 2, 3, done before the end. Kasha mi hodle mishani hahi. The krisis is shver. It should say that Mishnah's krisis could have yoyi seagli. The fata muktori chut. Very easy answer. There's only one mal and no two mal. Just like the Morris says kasha, Toysis also blives by a kasha. No answer. So getting back to Agmar. Vahoditnan. Until now, we've only discussed at some length the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and the Isser of Halu'as Chutz. Now the Gemara is going to bring up a related subject. And that, what about a Zrika B'chutz? In other words, whether or not you shechta the carbon inside, you shechta the carbon outside, you mekabel the dam, where are you supposed to do the Zrika? Of course, on the Mizbeach in the Azara. And you know what he did? He went and did the Zrika on an altar outside the Azara. Are you over on something like that? But now we learned in the Mishnah, if you took some of the dam and you were zorik in b'chutz on the mizbeach that you built outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, chayiv yechayiv on zrikas chutz. Ah, so we have shchutei chutz, haloas chutz, and zrikas chutz. Minolan, where does the Mishnah take it from? To anav klei medesanya, we learn it from the following brisa, from the following pasuk. Dom yechoshev l'ishahu dom shafach v'nechras. The rabbi says zoydik divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, if you go now to Pasuk 3 in the Torah Ora Shalem, it's talking about over there by shchutei chut, v'al pasach oil moyed lehadvioi lehakrev karm l'ashem lefnei mishka Hashem, dom yechoshev l'ishahu dom shafach. This is very, very strange. A person was oivan shchutei chut, maskim, but dom yechoshev l'ishahu, he is considered as if he was shofach dam. Usually the word shvichas damim is usually used with murder, chas v'shalom. Who are we murdering? He just shechted the carbon in the wrong place. Listen, I'm not putting it down. It's a tremendous isser. It has an oinish of karis. It's a givaldik. But it's not an inyan of shvichas dam. You're not killing anybody for that. So what's this loshen dam yechoshev le'isha hu dam shofach? Says Reb Yishmael, this comes to add the rabbi says zoyrek, that if you do a zrikas adam on the mizbeach, just like you have a shchutei chutz isser, you have a zrikas chutz isser and a loas chutz isser.
Is a zorik like a tolda of
we'll talk about that in the Amid Pes. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Oy Zovach, the rabbi says a zorik. Rabbi Kiva does not learn it as you call it, a tolda from Shchutei Chutz, but rather from Haloas Chutz. Where's Haloas Chutz? Go back to number 2 of the Torah Ora Shalim. Valeim Toyma Ish and Beis Yisrael Menager Yorigos Achim, Ashe Ya'ale, we're talking about Haloas Chutz, Oyla, Oy Zovach. Oyla, of course, is a carbon, Oyla. Oy Zavach is referring to Mushal to Ashlamim, to another card. So now the question is, why did it say Shana Oyla Oy Zavach, the extra Oy? It could have said Ashiyala Oyla Vizavach. What's the Oy? The Oy is the Rabbi says Azoyrek, to go and tell you that not only are you Chayiv on Haloaschut, you're also Chayiv on Zrikaschut. Now before we continue on, and just to follow up on Barry's question, Barry was asking whether, by the fact that it says, Dom Yechoshev, the rabbis HaZoyrek, is that deemed to be a tolda. The Gemara is not going to use the word tolda on the Amid Beis, but the Gemara is going to go and say is that we have a nafkemina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What's the nafkemina? They both hold that Zrikas Chutz Yer Chayiv Kores. Question is, what happens if you did a Shchita Chutz, Shchutei Chutz, and you did a Zrikas Chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash, and you did a behelim echad, how many chatois do you have to go and bring? Do you bring one carbon chatas or two carbonis chatas? I would think two, because one shchutei chutz and one zrikas chutz. The Gemara is going to tell us on the Amid Beis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you only chayiv one. Why? Because since the whole zoyrik is a derivative, as you call it, a tolda of the din of shchutei chutz. If you did both of them, you only chayiv one. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, says, no, you'd be chayiv two. Because the Zrikas Chutz is not a toldo or a derivative of Zrikas of Shchutei Chutz, but rather Ashiyala Oyla Oyzovach from Haloas Chutz. And so therefore, if you did both a Shchutei Chutz and a Zrikas Chutz, even though it's Behelem Echad, you'd have to bring two Karbonois Chatas. But of course, you have the reverse as well. What happens if you did a Zrikas Chutz together with a Haloas Chutz? According to Mekiva, that's the same parasha. It's like an Av and a Tolda Didei. You know, Libichayiv. One, according to Rabbi Shmuel, since the din of Zrikas Chutz you learn from Shchutei Chutz, if he did both that plus Haloas Chutz, then you'd be Chayiv too. So it's just the mirror image. Anyway, I'm just saying that because you asked, and Gemara is going to address this on the Amid Beis. Fine. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, I learned Zrika from Dom Yechoshev. Rabbi Kiva, I learned it from Oyzavach. Now, for the next 10, 12 lines, the Gemara is going to ask, what does he do with this pasuk? What does he do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel, Hi Oyzavach, my avid lay. L'choyre, Rabbi Kiva is a good pasuk. What does he do with Oyzavach? So Rabbi Shmuel, l'chalik. Because if it would only say, Ashiyala, Oyla, Vizavach, I would think that you're only Oyver and Haloas Chutz. If you're a machmer and you do both, a carbon Oyla and the Moshe, a carbon Shlomim, then you chayv and Haloas Chutz. How would I know only on one carbon? The oy is lechalik to tell you. Either an oyla or a shlamim, either one of them is enough to be mechayiv. Very, very simple text. Fein demar Rabbi Kiva lechalik minole. How taka does he know that? After all, he says, I use the oy zavach to the rabbi, he says, a zoyrek. Otherwise, it would say, oyla vizavach, then maybe only oyver if you do both. Evdemar nafkale milo yivi enu. That's the next posik after Ashiyala oyla izavach. The next pasuk continues. Number 4, Vel Pesach Oil Moyed Lo Yevienu. Yevienu is a contraction of Yovi Oso, which means bring it. If we were talking about two things, it should say Lo Yevieim, He didn't bring the two of them. By the fact that it says, Pesach Oyla Eliyahu, that tells us already that it's not Oyla Vizavach, it's Oyla Oizavach. So what do I need the Oy for? He comes to the rabbi, he says, ha, sorry. Yeah, Barry, you're with me?
Yeah.
Good. Right, the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, what does he learn from the law Yivi and Nu? After all, he knows the Chalik from the Oy. You're only Chayiv on Shchutei Chutz, Halos Chutz, if you're talking about a Sholem. The animal is Gantz, not if the animal is missing something. Now, what does that mean, Gantz and missing something? So Rashi tells us that later in the Gemara, not today, later in the Gemara, we're going to have three separate Pshatim. And what means sholem v'loy chaser? If you look on the third wide line, all the way to the Rashi down below, third wide line, chayav v'chaser, the common pliyiba on daf kufches, that sounds like tomorrow, ikal man yomar al eiver chaser, that one is a called chaser, just missing one eiver, ikal man yomar al behema chasera at shiyala kol behema, that you have to go and have the guns of behemoth. In other words, the mushal kamen kaven oila, the whole behemoth, don't even miss a square inch, not even a kadasha, not even a mashu. Kol behemoth. That's the taich of shalom v'lechoser. Diklamadiyam alak torah chaser, you can go and pochas mikazayis. Oh, make sure that if you do leave a reshtikala, it's less than a kazayis. Because once you hit a kazayis, it's a choser. Okay, so we have three different pshatim in what choser means. Mitchell will talk about that more at length tomorrow. But getting back to argument, that's why it says Levienu, Yovi Oisoi means Aganza Korban Asholim Venechayev Ala Choser. Rabbi Kiva Nafkale, how does he know this din of Sholem Veloy Choser? He cannot go and learn it from Yivienu because he uses the Yivienu Lechalek, that you only have to bring an Oila or a Zephyr, you don't have to bring both. So how does he know the Sholem Veloy Choser? He learns from the Pasik, Milasis Oisoi. That's in Pasik number 4. Vel Pesach Oil Moy Lo Yivienu Lasis Oisoi Lashem. Why do I have to say Lasis Oisoi Lashem? Vel Pesach Oil Moy Lo Yivienu. Venichras. What's the Lasis Oisoi? Oisoi means one, not Lasis. Oisoi means agantza zach, agantza sholem, and agantza oisoi, and not anything which is missing. Okay, fine. So we discuss these two psukim, the dom yechoshim and the oizovach. Frankly, more of Rabbi Shmuel chad. What does Rabbi Shmuel do? The last is oisoi. Rabbi Shmuel chad lemiktori penim shechosu vehelu bachut vechad lemiktori chut shechosu vehelu bachut. This is Rabbi Shmuel once again, and Rabbi Shmuel, we're asking him. He learns from the word lo yivienu to go and tell you ala sholem einachay velachoser. Rabbi Kiva learns from Lasseis Oisoi. So Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to do with the Lasseis Oisoi? So Rabbi Shmuel, I need both psukim. I need the Lo Yivienu, Sholem V'Lei Choser. I need Lasseis Oisoi, Sholem V'Lei Choser. Chad the Mitori Penim Shechosru Behelu Bachut. One is the Mitori Penim that you shechted it properly in the base of English. But you're missing now something, one of the three pshatim of the Rashi. What happens now? And you Helu Bachut. Comes the Torah to say, your potter and halos chutz, because it's choser. V'chal mektori chutz, that you shechted it b'chutz. And what did you do? And shechosru, it was missing something, one of the three pshatim, v'chal b'chutz. Oh, so that's why I need yivyanu, mit, oisa to tell you both here.
Generally, we talk about being machter kezias or something is considered hatara. Mm-hmm. Why are we suddenly talking about the entire animal?
Because I have a special limud. Here it says yivyanu agantza, and here it says oisai agantza. Okay. But Mitchell will talk more in depth about this tomorrow, Kuf Chesam Adai. Right, Dimor Batanya Bishmal Oimer, Yochum Mutari Pnim, Shechosav Helabachut, Chayiv, I would think that you'd be Chayiv on Helabachut, Tamalay Malasis Oisai, Al Shalom Chayiv, and Chayiv Al Ha Chos. Oh no, the Viha Tanya is not a Kasha, Rashi said, Bini Chusa. I'm going to bring you a Raya that Rabbi Shmuel needs to talk of both Psukim, both the Loyev Yenu Pasik and the Lasseis oisei pasik. Votanya bin Ichusa. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Yoch b'tori penim shechosav elu b'chutz. You'd be chayiv. I would think you'd be chayiv. It's missing. But amaisa, I was mala, whatever I was mala. Tamaloyim lasseis oisei l'shol chayiv in a chayiv al chosis. You see, you need taka both psukin, not only li'ay v'yenu, but also lasseis oisei. Rabbi Kiva, Muktari Penim Shechosav Elu B'chutz is Chayiv. Rabbi Kiva Taka disagrees, and that's why he says they only have one Pasik, and that Pasik is the Pasik of Elasis Oisai. So how do I know both Muktari Penim and Muktari Chutz? I Taka don't. Muktari Penim Shechosav Elu B'chutz is Taka Chayiv. Even though it's Choser, it's Chayiv. It's only the Muktari Chutz Shechosav Elu B'chutz. Those are the ones that are part. Remember that Domi Choshev used according to Rabbi Shmuel to tell you the din of Zrikas Chut. But Rabbi Kiva didn't use that, he learned it from the Oila Oy Zavach. So how does he know the din? What do you use the Domi Choshev for? The Rabbi Shchitas Oif, to go and tell you that if instead of Shachting one of the Chatas Oif or the Oila Oif Bifnim, you don't Shecht Bifnim, you do a Malika Bifnim. But if you didn't do the Malika Bifnim, but you did the Shchita outside, you are also chayiv on shchutei chutz. That's what this pasuk of the dom yechoshev leishahu dom shafach comes to be mar b'shchitas oif. Rabbi Shmuel, nafkli, how does he know that? Says Rabbi Shmuel, I know that may oy asher yishchot. We visa oy asher yishchot. If you go to pasuk 5, ish mebeis yisrael asher yishchot chori chesu v'eiz b'machne oy asher yishchot michutz l'machne. Now, if you think about this pasuk for a moment, the second Asher Yishchot is totally superfluous. It could say, Ish mi beis Yisrael Asher Yishchot, Shor oi chesef oi eiz, ba machne, oi mi chutz la machne. And then the next pasuk says, Ve'al Pesach oi l'moyed, etc. Loi hevi oi l'hakar kom l'ashem. So why do we have to repeat Asher Yishchot, ba machne, oi Asher Yishchot, mi chutz la machne? That extra Asher Yishchot comes to include the Shechitas ho'oif. Very good. Rabbi Kiva Amalach, what does he do with the Oyashe Yishchot? We boile al Sheikh Luchai Veloy al Hamoilek. That's why the Torah repeats Oyashe Yishchot two times. One Shchitas Bahaima and one Shchitas Oif, Lahoitzi, on Malika Sa'oif, Bachutz your potter. You're only Chayiv on Shchita, not on Malika. I would have thought Al Bitzvara should be the other way around, because the whole Indian is you didn't bring it into the base Mikdash, but instead you did the Avoida outside. You have to do the Malika outside. No. Ayashi Yishchot, you did Shchita outside of Chatas Oif or an Oilas Oif, you're Chayiv. Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know this din? Only on Shchita, not on Malika. Nafkali Mizeh HaDavar. It says in the Pasuk HaDavar, this is number 6. Tabal Hanvel, one of a Kol B'nei Yisrael, Yomar Tlaim, Zeh HaDavar. Whenever you see the Zeh HaDavar, you already get the feel, Zeh HaDavar. This, it's got to be this way, not this way, my way or the highway, it's got to be this way. Don't drain me a cup, it's got to be this way. Oh, so therefore, the Zeh HaDavar tells you only if it's Ashi Yishchot, but not on Malika. The same like when in the Baisa. Ashi Yishchot, Eimi Yal, Sheikha Behema, Shteitach Beferish, Sheikha Shor, Oy Chesef, Oy Eiz, Pamachne. How do I know Oif Minolan? Tamaloyim, Oy Ashi Yishchot. Oh, Ashi Yishchot comes to me, Marbe, Shchitas Oif. Yochel Afam Moilik, and I would go and say, Vedinu, Ma Shchita De Ein Derech Hechshera Bifnim, Chayiv, Ma De Shchita. Were you doing a Shchita outside, which is not the Derech Hechshera Bifnim? Is through Malika. But nevertheless, the Torah says you're chai when you do the shchita outside. Malika shederech hechshera bifnim. After all, that's the way you're supposed to do the avoida by the oif is through Malika. Ain't it ambami shenzicha bichayev? Tamalayim is zehadava, nay. It's got to be zehadava, this way or the highway. Only the din of yishchot, oyash yishchot, but not through Malika. For bikiva omalach, ahumi boyelay the gzeira shabbat. I need the Zehadavar for totally different halacha of Zeh Shabbat. Our Gemara doesn't bring it. Toises, not Toises. Rashi down below says, look it up in Masechtas Bava Basra, look it up in Masechtas Adarim. Here it's Zehadavar. Zehadavar, Asher Yitziv Hashem Leimar, Ish, etc. That the brought a carbon, Ish, Hashemayz Yisrael, Ish, Yishchat, Shari Chesu, Yais. And it says the beginning of Parshas Matos. That says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tomoy Shabbeinu. Tell the Rashi Amatis, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziv Hashem, Ish Ki Yidah Nedel Hashem, Yishav HaShvu, etc., etc. And the Gemara learns one Zeh HaDavar from the other Zeh HaDavar to teach you various halachas, whether or not you have to have a Bezin of three, whether you have to have a Yochin Mumcha. We learn this back in Masechtas Nedar. Okay, so with this we have concluded now, at least for a while, the din of the Shchutei Chutz, and the din of Halos Chutz, and the din of Zrikas Chutz. Now, can you think of any other avoidance in the Beis Hamikdash that you do the Chutz? Yeah, what did Naam Galant in the Mishnah? Ha Koimit. What happens if you have a Korban Mincha, and the Koyin, instead of doing the Kemitza Bifnim, he did the Kemitza B'chutz, ay. Now, he was not Makter, if he'd be Makter, then you'd have the din of Halos Chutz. We're talking about he only did the Kemitza B'chutz, or the Kabul Dom B'chutz. Somebody did a shchita b'chutz, shchita chutz avad is chayiv, but you had a koyin who was standing there, sitting there, and he was holding a mizrak in hand, and letting all the dam spurt from the tzavar of the behema into his mizrak, bachutz. So I would say, no, probably the shoychen bachutz is chayv, and the zoyik bachutz is chayv, and the ma'ala bachutz is chayv. Probably the koimitz and the makabel dam maybe should also be chayv. Potur. So Gemara Minolan, how do you know they're potur? Frey Timura, you don't ask a question like that, how do you know the potur? Mehechateisa the chayv. Why would I think that they're chayv, that you have to go and bring a pasuk that they're potter? If the Torah doesn't say befeirish shkutechutz, I mean, the Torah does say befeirish shkutechutz, it says befeirish halotzchutz, and we have a limud for the zrikaschutz, fine, I have psukim, but if I wouldn't have these psukim, I wouldn't know. So I don't have a pasuk krimitz, I don't have a pasuk mikabel dams. So what's what type? Mehechateisa the chayv. Everything, I'll tell you why. Because I would have thought we could learn kmitza and Kabbalah Saddam, Mishchita with a Mamatzin. What's a Mamatzin? No, that's already a Pircha. So just like by Shchita, which is an avoid that you do inside the base of Mikdish, if you did it outside, you're over lav and you get Kores. Well, Kemitza Mekabal Dam, you're also supposed to do inside. So Lechayit, if you do it outside, learn from Shchita, you'll be over lav and you chayev Kores.
Because Zrika, you're chayev, and Zrika is the final avoda, so the intermediate avoda should also be chayev.
Exactly. Perfect. Beautiful. So I would have thought, so I can't learn from Shchita alone because I have a pircha. Mala Shchita shekein nefsele shaloyli oichlin bePesach. What does that mean? That when it comes to Korban Pesach, you have to have a whole bunch of menuyim. You have your 50 people that registered online to go and participate with this Korban Pesach. What happens if it turns out that one or two of the people of the 50 are, one is a choyle or one is a zokin sheini yochel lechol? You have a person who's 119 years old, and he's been eating and drinking enshur for the last 5 years. He doesn't eat anything solid. So in Bazoi, he cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. So malish chitish kein nifseles shloi le'oichlim ha'pesach. If you have people that cannot eat, that are menuyim, that can go and passel the Korban Pesach. But you only find that by Korban Pesach. We don't find it by in Korban Mincha, that if you claim it's almanas, people that can't eat it, or in Mekabal Adam, almanas, people can't eat it. There's no such iser. Ah, so maybe only by shchita there's a din of shchuta.
Kind of like a shlol lishma iser, because if you can't eat it, shlol lishma.
Okay.
And we do know that
kmitza and mekabel dam.
They're not chatas and not pesach. So yeah, they're still kosher.
Oh, that's right. Zok timara.
And what do you say to them when they turn 120?
Have a good day.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
If the person doesn't have teeth, he cannot chew the
exactly, thing. He can't. That's what we're saying. A zokin she'ena yochel lechel kazaitse. Kondishas, and he has no teeth. And even if he has false teeth, if he's by the time of 119, it's very hard to go and chew the Korban Pesach. I guarantee it. Mitch, if you don't believe me, when you get to 119, you let me know whether you had any difficulty in chewing the Korban Pesach. Be'ezrat Hashem.
You can ensure him of that.
They ensure him. Oh, very good. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So he cannot learn it from Shechita. So say, says, okay, let's learn Kemitza Mekabel Dam from Zrika. That what, just like Zrika, he's supposed to do Bifnim. And if you do it Bachutz, you're Chayiv, Chayiv in Kares. So Kemitza Mekabel Dam, also he's supposed to do it inside. If you did it outside, maybe Chayiv Kares. Why does it say that it's Potur? So tomorrow, I can't learn from Zrika, because Mal Zrika Shekin Zor, Chayiv Aleha Misa. We had the beginning of our Masechta, that if Zor does various types of Avoidos, he passes all of the Avoidos. If it's a Zor that is not allowed to do the Avoida, passes. Sometimes when the Zor does it, he's even Chayiv Misa. What is Yichayim Misa? So Rashi brings the Gemara that we had early in our Masecht, and also Masecht is Yuma. It says in the Pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu, not that type of Yuma. Anyway, it says Masecht Yoma. Do you prefer that? What does it say in Masecht is Yoma? That if you have the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of the Sheirus in the Beis Hamikdash to the Kahanim, and it says in the Pasuk, Vavadatam, Avoidus Matona, Etenis Kunaschem, Vazor Akorev Yumas. What means vavada tam? So Gemara darshins for that, it's got to be avoida tama. What means avoida tama? That's the final avoida. Nothing after that. Okay, after the zrika, you're done, right? Baruch Hashem, you have the matir, you have the machshir, the korban is fit. Yes, you do, of course, after the haktoras aimerin, but that's not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah, a gevaldi mitzvah. Masha enki, when you're talking about kmitza, kmitza is one of the preparations. After you do the kmitza, then you put the kmitza on the haktor and the mizbech. Mekabel dam, it's a beautiful mitzvah, but that's not the end of the. End of the line. You still have to do the halacha and do the zrika. Ah, so therefore they have the din of, when I say they, zrika has a din, zor chayv aleha misa, if a zor does the zrika, but not by the kmitza mekabel dam lachutz. So maybe only by zrika there's a din that is Zrikas chutz, you have an isur and asar, together with an oinish of kares, but maybe not these two. So therefore, there's a Gemara, that's the reason why I can't learn it from Shchita, I can't learn it from Zrik. But for eight Gemara, Taisim Minaya, like we always have, that the Mahatzad, and say, you can't learn it from Shchita alone, because Shchita is, it's possible for the Menuyim that cannot eat. You can't learn it from Zrik alone, because Zrik alone is avoided Tama. And therefore, I have a Zor. Oh, but let's learn from the two together. I can't learn from Shchita, but Zrika doesn't have that mala. I can't learn from Zrika, the Shchita doesn't have mala. Lo Yizek, 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 Yizem. Hatzad HaShavashven. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why I can't learn Mibinai. Because Lo Yoyme Bizrika V'Taisim Minai. Once you tell me that I could theoretically learn Kemitza and Kabbalah's Dam Mibinai from a combination of Shchita and Zrika, so let's learn, or Shchita and Zrika, let's go and learn Zrika from a combination of Shchita and Halo'ah. Why do I have to have two psukim, right? The Gemara had Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel learns it from Dom Shafach. And Rabbi Kiva learns it in Oyla Oy Zavach to tell you Zrika. What do I need psukim for? Learn it me benaya. So, the Gemara, can learn Zrika with Taisim benaya. How would be benaya? Number one, we'd start off Taisim Shchita, learn Zrika from Shchita. And then the Gemara, of course, would give the same percha. Ma'ala Shchita, Shkein Nefsal, Shalei, Shem Machla, Mepesa. Okay, Taisim Mahalo. Learn it to Hamamatzin Mahalo. I can't learn from Mahalo. Mahalo, Shkein Yeshna Bemincha. The din of Halo of being Makter Bechut includes a Mincha. Mashenkin, you're talking about Zrika. Zrika and Mincha don't mix. This is talking about dam, and this is talking mincha. Mincha never has dam. And of course, Rika is only dam. So, you can't learn from Allah. So, apples and oranges. So, you might be tasting Minaya. Why does the Torah insist on giving us two psukim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, learning Mibinaya from Shchita and Allah? This Shchita has one mala which the Halo doesn't have. Halo has a mala Shchita doesn't have. So, my Rizek, 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 Hatzad HaShavash Behem, tasting Minaya. Why taka the Torah write a pasuk? Lachik siv kro lemeimer deloy asim bimenaya. The hilchos zrikas chutz, and therefore by implication the din of kmitza b'chutz, as well as the kabbalah sedam b'chutz. You cannot learn mibenaya. You have to find a pasuk. Just like bezrika kodesh baruch Hu gave us a pasuk. If you can find a pasuk for the kmitza and for the kabbalah, great. But if you don't have a pasuk, sorry, you're going to be put. Okay, then the next tikkur b'vo we already went through on the Amud Aleph. Remember, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do I know the din of Zrika? It's told, as you called it, from Shchita. Amr b'vo, shachet b'zorek, the din of Rabbi Shmuel, if you did both of them, chay v'achas, because you're doing the same malach or the same isur b'chutz. Behelam achas, and Shchita and Zrika are in the same page. Mashenkel, the Rabbi Kiva chayv shtayim, because Rabbi Kiva holds that the Inyan of Zrika I learned from the Halo'ah, so it's like doing a Shchita b'chutz, but the Halo'ah is b'chutz, and that's why you chayv shtayim. Abaya Omar Bais Nenein, Afilah de Rabbi Kiva, you only chayv ala achas. What's the reason why the Omar Kra? And now he reminds us of the pasuk that we had at the outset of the Omar Aleph. That pasuk has the two shams, which was a hekish. If you look at number one, Kim b'mokem Hashiyivchar Hashem bi'achad shvatecha shom talo izisecha b'shom tase kol asher anoichim mitzaveka. Now the question is, here you have shom tale halo b'shom tase. Here you have all the shar asiyos, and therefore says Abaye, even according to Rabbi Kiva, any shar asiya. What's a shar asiya? For instance, that is Rikas Chutz, even though it's tak, if you will, a tolda of Haloas Chutz, Balamais, it's an asiya. And the Torah made two shams, Sham Tale, the Sham Tase, Dustachan Asiya. So therefore, Yechayv Shtayim says Abay. Abay Omar Fila Divir Rabbi Kiva. No, the other way around. Only one. Sorry, thank you. Don't get upset. Abay Omar Fila Divir Kiva, Ein Chayv Ala Achas, Diyom Akros Sham Tase, Akos Vasol, the Kulan, Avoid Achas, which means Kulan Avoid Achas, they're both a Shchita, as well as the Zrika, even though the Zrika I learned from Halo'ah. But both of them, the common denominator is that they're not Halo'ah. So I have Shom Tase and Shom Tale. So Tale is for Halo'ah. Shom Tase is for everything else, the Shchita and the Zrika. So therefore, only Chayv one. Now, the other way around, Zerk the Hela, the Divrei Bishmol Chayv Shtayim. Why Chayv Shtayim? Because the Halo'ah is one din, and Zrika I learned from the Shchutei Chutz, Tom Shafach, so I have two. The Divrei Bikivin Chayv Elachas, because within the parish of Halo'ah, Ashayala Oyla Oy Zovach, I learned the din of Zrika. So you have Chayv one. Again, Abayom, the Divrei Bikivin Chayv Shtayim. Why Chayv Shtayim? The Halkim Pelginu Kra. Shom Tal, the Shom Tase. What's the Shom Tal v'Shom Tasa? Halo is one. V'Shom Tasa, even though the Zrika I learn in the Pasuk from the Din of Halo, but it's an Asiya. It's not a Halo. Nope, maybe try to split it up. Palginu, Halo is one din. Any other Asiya is another din, including Zrika is another din. And therefore you go and have two altogether. Finally, says the Gemara, Shochet v'zarek v'hela, this person is mamisha machmir, he wants to be over all three. He doesn't want to, we're talking about a shoygig. But nevertheless, he was over the shechita mitzazrika mitzalo alit tzizamen v'kol chayiv shtayim, whichever way you look at it, if the zrika happens to be a told of shechita, that'll be one, and the halal will be two. If you're going to tell me zrika is a told of halal, so that'll be one, and the shechita will be two. So hakol shtayim. And even according to Abaye, says Rashi, it also comes out that it's always two. Why? Because Shom Tale, Halo is one, and then all other Asiyos are packaged together as one, so Shachar V'Zarek is one, it's because of the Shom Tase, so always a Chayiv two altogether. Fine. Talking more Tanur Rabban, we have a new Braisa. Skip all the parentheses, and you start off El Michutz LaMachna. Yochel Chutz LeSholish Machnas. You remember that yesterday, 2 days ago, we had three times it says the word Chutz LaMachna, and we learned that Parah Manis Rafim and Parah Aduma, and the Sfira Mishtalech, or Chutz Shalish Machnas. See, it also says in Chutz LaMachnas. So maybe the din of Shchutei Chutz, you're only chayv if you go, Mamish Chutz LaMachnas, Mamish, outside Yerushalayim. Tam Elohim, that's why it says a Pasik, Oy Eiz B'machnas. It doesn't really mean the Eiz, it means Oy Ashi Yishchad, Shor Oy Chesav Oy Eiz B'machnas. B'machnas obviously tells you, you don't go all the way outside the outskirts of Yerushalayim, even B'machnas. So what means B'machnas? We know what it means. It means outside the Azar. But the Gemara at this time doesn't know that. And therefore the Gemara says, oh, you told me Shor Chayz V'Eiz B'machna. B'machna presumably means in the Machne Shechina. And even there, you could be over on Shechutei Chutz. How could you be over Chutz Shechutz? Oh, says the Gemara, Iba Machne Yochel HaShoichet Oila B'Dorem Yechayv. We know all the Kachi Kudishim, you have to go and Shecht B'Tzofoin. What happens if you Shecht it incorrectly? In the Doroim part of the Azar. So, Oyashi Yishchot Bamachne. In the Machne, meaning the Machne where you're supposed to Shecht it, which is a Machne Shchina, which is the Azara, you can be also Oyver Shchutei Chutz. How? By not doing in the Tzofayim, by doing with the Doroim. I might so think. Tamaloyim Oy El Michutz LaMachne. Since the Pasik puts the two together, where does the Pasik take two together? Because it says in the Pasik, Ish Ishra Beis Ashar, Shicha Shar, Chesvei Eis. Ba'machne. Oh, yes, she's itchot. Mechutz l'machne. So I now have a heckish one to the other. Machutz l'machne, miyuchot. She'en ro'oi l'shchitas kodshim, l'shchitas kol zevach. The shita takes out the extra words, shchitas kodshim, because shchitas kol zevach and shchitas kodshim l'choira are the same. Good. Could be, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, could be shchitas really means, she'en ro'oi l'shchitas kodshi kudishim, and shchitas kol zevach means even kodshim kala. Anyway, so he says, machutz l'machne, once you leave the azora, miyuchot, we're talking about a machne in roi lishchait, shchitas kodesh, shchitas kodesh, at all. So what does that mean? That means on the Harabais, when you've left the machne, meaning the Azara, and you go into machne number two, the Harabais, or eventually into machne number three, which is Yushalayim, and eventually chutz the sholish machnes, which means outside of Yushalayim. So talk to you more. I have in the same pasuk, ba machne, and el michutz machne. Machutz machne, miyuchat she'en roi lishchitas kodesh, shchitas kodesh zavach. All that is telling you is, we're talking about chutz l'machne, means outside the machne, which is ro'oi for shchitas kachim. What is that? That means outside the azara. Yotzadoroin, sha'alfa pisha en ro'oi l'shchitas kachim kudishim, a ro'oi l'shchitas kachim kalim. So istach yor abisl ro'oi. Since it's abisl ro'oi, that's not what the pasuk was referring to when it says, al michutz l'machne, or even ba'machne, that you're chayiv on shchutei chutz. That's got to be in a mokum which is not roi for any carbon, not kachim kudishim, not kachim kala. So that means it has to be outside the azar. Omer ula. Okay, so with this we concluded that shtickel. The reason why I have in the pasuk mechutz l'machne and betoicha machne, since you have a giloy one on the other, we don't mean chutz l'shalosh machnois, but we don't mean bedoroim inside the azara. We mean in a machne which is not roi for purposes of shchita. As soon as you leave the Azara, that's the Bamachne, and that's the Chutz L'machne, all, if you will, put together, where you're now going to be over on Shchutei Chutz and Alos Chutz. Fine. Now, because the Gemara used that expression, that we're looking in a Machne, which is not Miyuchad, not good for Kachim, as well as shechitas kol zavach. So Ula extends this one step further. Omer Ula, hashechet al gagoy shel heichel. Can you imagine? A person goes on top of the roof of the heichel. He should have asked the roof. Unless he was a roof. Right. Okay, but if he would be a roof, he wouldn't have done it. Right. So anyway, Yishoichel Gaga Shel Heichel, he is chayiv. What is he chayiv on? Shchutei chutz. Hoyul vein roi l'shchitas kol zevach. That was the lashon of the price we had before. It's not roi l'shchitas kol zevach. There's not one korban in the Torah that you have the permission, the right, the or the authority to go and check on top of the gag.
Is that the gag rule?
That's the gag rule. Okay. Not the gag rule, but it's the gag rule. Vein roi shchita, shkoyach. Vein roi l'shchitas kol zevach, since it was not mekudish. The ritzpah of the azara was mekudish, but the gag of the azara was not mekudish. And therefore it's not roi. If you check on top of the gag, you're chayv. Now, before you jump to conclusions, either off the roof or top of the roof, Maskel Rava, Rava respectfully disagrees. In Kein Nichtav Kra, Michutz L'Machne V'Loi Boi El Pesach Oil Moyed. El Pesach Oil Moyed Lomeli. What's bothering Rava is we have, if you will, three descriptions of locations in the Hilchos Shchutei Chutz. What are the three locations? We have Psukim back to back. This is number two and number three here. Ish ish mebeisus ol shiyishchat b'machne, oy shiyishchat michutz l'machne, ve'al pesach oil moed le'yaviyoy. Now, v'shteitzach, if it happens to be b'machne and michutz l'machne, he didn't bring the pesach oil moed. So why do we have to repeat that pesach oil moed? Oh, so to yomara, v'al pesach oil moed, pesach oil moed, lamali, lavlam ute gagoy. It comes to exclude the gag. What does it mean, it comes to exclude the gag? So Rashi explains, el pesach oil moed, of course we all know that Shechita took place in the Azorah itself. But by the fact that the Torah added this Pesach Oil Moed, it came, Rashi says, to include the whole Chalal Ho'azara. Chalal Azorah doesn't mean just the Azorah inside, but the Azorah even on top. It's look at the whole thing as being Agantza, the Pesach of the big Oil Moed, which includes the Azorah, Mithi Ulam, Mithi Heichel, and ultimately the Kodesh Kudushim, the Kodesh Kudushim. So all is together in this Pesach Oil Moed. And therefore, says Rava, this carbon is, it's as if when you are shechting it on the gag, it's as if you're shechting it in the azara down below, and therefore you're potter. So not like Ula said that you're chayiv, and gag you're potter. Frey Timora, Ula Rava, if that's how Rava really holds, im kein nichtav el pesach oil moed, ba machne, and michutz machne lomeli, let it only say el pesach oil moed to go and tell you. You gotta be either centered in the azara, or at least on top of the azara on the gag. That's when it's considered to be a good shechita. But anything beyond that, Mustafa Chum the Machne, Mechutz the Machne, Lav Leisuya Gagai. Isn't that coming to include Gagai? That's also considered to be a Chutz La Machne, because it's not in the Azor itself. It's on the top of the Gag. It's on the Gag of the Azor. Omra Meri, the question you asked is good. I'll tell you why we need the El Chutz La Machne, Met the Machne, and Chutz La Machne, not Gagai. It's Leisuya Kuloi Bifnim. You're talking about people that are a little bit strange or unique. And what is that? We're talking about the whole behemah, the carbon, is inside the base of Mekdish. Sure. And the shoich is shechting it with its neck sticking out of the azara into the harabayas. And that's where you went and shechted it. Okay, so psolka dait techemina. No, sirach pesach oil moed. The behemah, 95% of the yam, maybe not 95%. 85% of the behemah is inside. It's only the head that's sticking outside mit the tzava. So maybe this should be considered to be kosher shechita, or at least not a shchutei chutz situation. That's why you have to pasik b'machne and lichutz l'machne. Since the shechita is taking place outside, you are chayiv. So tavara b'chutz, if that's what you're going to tell me, I'm learning from a machne, b'chutz l'machne, that doesn't sound right, that's pshita. After all, the shechita is taking place b'chutz, it's not taking place with them.
It's not the animals, the shechita, the makom shechita,
oh, that's b'chutz. Very good. So look, Yomar, amai kapit rachman, what's the Torah makbid on? What were you saying?
The
makom shechita. Exactly. Shechita b'chutz, it's the chavada that's going to be chay. Ela suya fakert. The whole animal is sticking outside. The tzav of the animal is inside. Oh, so like you kept saying. Pesach oil moed. It's good. Oh, that's why I have mechutz l'machne and the machne to go and tell you. In such a case, you're a chayiv. That is considered to be shechitas chutz after all. So it's an interesting hecha timsa. Somebody stops you in the street and says to you, how can you find a case where the person shechted inside the azara? And nevertheless, he's oivran shechutei chutz. Because the tzavra is bifnim, and the kula, the rest of the animal, is bachutz. He'll be oivran shechutei chutz. Very interesting. Bye. We concluded that Gemara, and now we come down to modern times. Really, what are the modern times?
We had that case also with a rubo or
part. The aver, the aver, and the behema, rove behema, the aver at Shabbos. Right.
Yeah, with the sholim, with the chaser.
You have to include that in your answer.
Oh, sure.
When you stop today,
the person you stop on the street, make sure it's not in the middle of the traffic. You know, it should be before the.
And don't look at your phone to look it up.
Don't go to AI. It'll tell you something else. All right. Anyway, getting back to Gemara Shkoyach, Brother Shai, for lightening things up and for reminding us of the Gemara and Shabbos. Ah, Gibaldik. So, Exulti Moriyat Zweiter. Itmar. Hamalu Bizman Azet. Person who does Halo'o Bizman Azet. Right? Today, tomorrow, unfortunately, not tomorrow. Hopefully by tomorrow there'll be a Bais Hamikdash. But today, Deval, there's no Bais Hamikdash yet. So, a person who's Male Karm Bachutz. Oy, 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 what's the din? What is this toloi in? Remember that this whole din of shchuti chutz and haloah chutz is only b'shas iser habamis. B'shas tzeser habamis is no problem. There were long periods of time between the Mishkan and Mishkan Shiloi, and then the Noi V'Givain, and then the Beis Hamikdash, during interim periods where there was no Mishkan, no Beis Hamikdash, was after Habamis, you were allowed to be mal. The question is today...
It could be a hot potato, whether we can do those people want to do a Pesach today.
Oh boy, is it a hot potato. You're 100% right. Anyway, so what happens if a person wants to be mal, a korban bizman hazeh? Is today considered to be heter Habamis or iser Habamis?
One more person?
Besides you, right? Sorry, I'd love to join you, but I can't. I wouldn't know.
My car.
Yeah.
Bolton there.
No, the question is, can you just go in for a kaddish? That's the question. That's what you do it if you like. Anyway, the Tzavar B'Fnim. Itmar. Samala is Manazev. First is Mala. Today, Rabbi Yochan Omar Chayim. Rishlokish Omapotim. It's the basis of the Machlokis. Is there a Heter Abomis today? Or is there an Isra Abomis today? Even though there is no Beis Hamikdash today, unfortunately, we deem it and we consider as if there is a Beis Hamikdash which is standing. If there's a Beis Hamikdash which is standing, then there's an Isser Hambamis. Therefore, if you're Ma'ala B'chutz, you're over on Halos Chutz, Bizman Hazah. Unfortunately, there is no Beis Hamikdash today. And if there's no Beis Hamikdash today, there's no Isser Hambamis. You're allowed to go and do Shechita Metalot. Agmor doesn't talk about Shechita. Agmor only talks about a mal of Bizman Hazeh. For those of you that want to know what about Shechting Bizman Hazeh, Agmor doesn't address that.
But because Shechting today is mutter everywhere because they're in.
But it's not an Ola.
It's not, well, maybe not an Ola, right. But Shechita itself is not a problem today because you can Shech Kulin.
Yeah, we're talking about Shechut Echot, a person that wants to bring a cart. The two psukim go together hand in hand.
Right, so
it's ish 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 I want to bring a korban today, and I want to bring my shor chesed v'yeis, and I have in mind I'm making for an oilo or for a zevach, for a shlom, whatever it happens to be. So are you over on an iser today? Our Gemara only poses the shay legabi haloah schutz, it doesn't pose it legabi shchita schutz. So the Mefarshim, well, you forgot that there's a toises back on Nun Tes. The reason why you forgot that there's a toises on Nun Tes is because it's one of the longest toises in Shas. It starts on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, about a quarter down the Amud. Ad Shalei Nivnaha Mizbeach. Oh, that sounds familiar. Nivnaha Mizbeach. Nun Tes Amud Aleph. It goes all the way to the bottom of the Amud. And then it goes to the Amud Beis, and you see almost the entire Amud Beis. Anyway, that toises talks about what's it in, not only by Allah's chutz, but also Shechitas chutz. If you want to just see where does the toises even mention anything about that, if you go to here back to Nuntes Amud Aleph, you'll see right before the wide lines on Nuntes Amud Aleph. If you look in Amud Beis, Barry, go back to Amud Aleph, you see right before the wide lines, you see, Hashoichet Vamala LeKamon Daf Kuvzayin Damal B'Zman Hazeh. So that's where he gets into later on to Shchutz Chutz as well. Our Indian. Okay, see Ein Sham LeGabi Shchutz. But today we're only talking about Halos Chutz according to Rabbi Yochanan Yerchayev. Couldn't Rishlokish your pot. Rabbi Yochanan Chayev Kedushin Shani Kitzul Shabbos Kitzul Shlovei. It's as if there's a base Midrash today, so the dinam of Chutz still apply. Rishlokish your pot. Kedushin Shani Kitzul Shabbos V'Loi Kitzul Shlovei. So now there's like a heter habamois, and therefore you're allowed to be mal and not. Not that it's a mitzvah, but there's no iser involved. Zok Tzimara, Leima, let us say that this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Tibbeplukte, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yeshua, Kamefilgi, it's a machloikis tanoim. Did not, Rabbi Lez, Yeshua, Boyna Behechel, when they were Boyna Behechel in the times of Ezra Nechamia, the second base of Midish, he always in Kaloyim Behechel, Kaloyim Ba'azoris. They made kolayim. Kolayim means
curtains. Partitions, privacy.
Exactly. As they were building and constructing the second base of Mikdash, the Olam had a tremendous yearning for bringing karbanos. So we weren't finished yet in the construction. We're still, the Bais Mikdash was still under construction. But we had to have walls for the Heichal and walls for the Hazara, etc. So they didn't build walls. They put up curtains. And then the workers were constructing the walls. And in fact, Reb Lezer adds, Kiloim Nachmul, the workers worked outside the kiloim, so they should not be in the henna looking into the heichal whilst they're working. So you put the curtains a little bit into the boundaries of the heichal, and they were working outside and putting the wall up. So during that period of time, they couldn't see what's going on inside the heichal. They couldn't see the menorah and the actores actoris, and they couldn't see the shulchan. After all, they're only workers. They have no business looking inside. And the Azorah, you're allowed to go and be Boinim Mifnim. They're allowed to see what's going on in the Azorah, because after all, every Yidin Klai Yisrael can see what's going on in the Azorah. Anyway, that's what Reb Lezer said. Om Reb Yeshua Shemati Icha Gehet. Note the word Shemati, I heard. That they were really makriv even before the bias was standing, even before the bias was Sholem, it was still in construction, under construction, that they ate in the Azara, the Kehanim ate the Kachikudim even without the curtains. And they ate Kachim Kalamacheni in the whole Yishalayim of Bishayin Choyma. How were they able to do them? So that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Now that sounds like word for word like Rabbi Yochanan said before, right? Rabbi Lezer, who doesn't go into all of that, seems that he would disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. Come to Chayis, the machleik and Rabbi Yochanan, the Shlokhi, the same machleik between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rabbi Levashi, Mimai, what's the raya? Dilma, the Kuliyam, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold that yes, there's Kedusha even today. Omar, my Shmilek, Gomer, my Shmilek, Gomer. They're not arguing in halacha, they're just really telling stories, if you will. That when Rabbi Yeshua says Shemati, when do you normally find in a Mishnah that says Shemati, I heard? It should say Rabbi Shua Omar it's kach v'kach.
We had Benzo Mashmakin Pi Zaken.
Exactly.
About Olag, also Olag Sholishma is possible.
Perfect. But the point of this is that according to this, exactly, and therefore the Gemara is saying, maybe there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason why it's coined that way, because Shemati is telling the story. Right. Maidishmile. Exactly. But he told me, if you're going to tell me that this is just telling stories, story time is Kalayim L'Reb Lezer L'Amali. Why do we need the Kalayim L'Reb Lezer? L'Choyri, you needed the Kalayim because Kedusha Shoyna Loi Kitcha Li Asad Lavai, and therefore you had to go and put up.
You didn't have to.
You did have to go and put up walls. I didn't have a chance to put up the heavy duty constructed walls. At least in the meantime, I put them in the Kalayim. Exactly. So Timur L'Amali said, well, it's Isma Alma, Mishkaraya. First, push it out, sneers, because after all, the kohen is every single day, they're lighting the menorah and they're doing the ketores and all that.
Why do you say it's hana? There's no hana, but mara, but kol.
We're not talking about being moil. We're talking about sneers.
Okay.
That's an ishkeshe nezach. That any worker, workers are usually not, you know, the most high level Tamidachom of society. Right. They could be illiterate, and they should be saying, hey, look, the kohen is doing for that. What is he doing? The ketores and the incense. Oh, it smells so good.
But everyone enjoyed that. There's no.
I'm sorry, Nachum?
Everyone enjoyed the ketores.
Everybody enjoyed it, but they didn't talk about it in kind of a demeaning, denigrating way. Was
Zoktir? So, meaning they didn't have everybody's kitchen, the level as well. And they didn't need to have the
koyos,
so it was only for
tzinias. Right, the koyos were only for tzinias. Yeah, so it could be everybody holds it's like, that the kedusha was there, even lasad lavai, and the only reason why they made the koyos was only for tzinias bal. Okay, itmar. Zoktimar hamala, the inbay kazayas, the etzim mashlima the kazayas. Oh, you were mala bachutz, and there was not a kazayas. That would be l'chayr the minimum, even though we had the gemara in the Yoman Aleph. Chaser 3, yeah, that should be tomorrow's gemara. But in the meantime, he was malin, there was not a kezayis. But an etzem mashlim le kezayis. And the etzem was mashlim to kezayis. Meaning, we know that atzom mois don't belong on the mizbeach. They are atzom mois with the tlafayim, with kanayim, the shoifres, all that. It doesn't go on the mizbeach. But we also had before, what happens if one of the evarim, one of the limbs, had still attached to it an etzem. So you remember we said that if it's there already, leave it, you don't have to remove it. But afterwards, if it's poikin, if it falls off, then you don't put it back up. Okay. At the moment he's mala, and there's no kezayis of basar, but there is a full kezayis if you add the basar and the etzim together. That's me, mashlim the kezayis.
Are you talking about
chutz now? You're talking about everything about chutz, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayv because you have the mice a full kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan says you're potter, you don't have a full kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan chayv because chiburi oilin ki oilin dami. As long as they're still attached, they are roi lalis in the mizbeach. So leave it, you got to hear kezayis. Why, says Rashi? Because in fact, if they're poikin, you don't have to put it back on. So you see that they're not an essential part of the basar. So they're not considered to be b'nei aliyah, if you will. And therefore, it's not mashlim. And therefore, your potter and aloes chutz. To be continued, Mehashem, tomorrow.